The U.S. president says there is no reason to resume joint war games with South Korea. In a tweeted White House statement, Donald Trump said there is currently no reason to be spending large amounts of money on military drills. He also hailed his warm relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Elsewhere in his remarks, the U.S. president said that he believes Pyongyang is under tremendous pressure from China. But he questioned Beijing's role in helping to resolve the crisis over North Korea's nuclear program. The remarks came days after the U.S. Secretary of State canceled a planned visit to Pyongyang, citing insufficient progress in denuclearization talks. Trump's latest tweet is also in contradiction to the Pentagon chief, who hinted on Tuesday that the joint drills with Seoul could resume. Frank Smith, our correspondent, joins us from Seoul. I mean, should we call it confusion, or is it scrambled messages coming from the U.S. when it comes to the joint drills on the one hand, and then overall, what are we looking at when it comes to North Korea and, of course, the accusations that the U.S. has leveled against China, as China being the one who is responsible for these, for the denuclearization altogether not to happen?
Well, I think really the mixed messaging that we're seeing out of Washington between the U.S. President Donald Trump and his Secretary of Defense James Mattis really represents kind of a mixed messaging strategy designed to indicate that the U.S. is prepared to go ahead with and resume the suspended large-scale military exercises here with the South Korean military that usually take place about twice a year. We need to be reminded, though, that they had been suspended previously, back in the early 90s, when they came under a different name. They were suspended, and they resulted in an agreement that saw North Korea suspend its nuclear development for almost a decade. So to go back to resuming those drills would have a devastating impact on the negotiations to see North Korea give up its nuclear and missile programs. Factor in China here and the trade war that the Trump administration is engaging with Beijing, and you have another moving part. The president has said that he suggests that the Beijing is you know, leveraging its relationship with North Korea to kind of forestall the tariffs he's placing on goods made in China headed for the United States. Beijing counters that, saying that those two issues are completely separate, and then it's honoring the United Nations Security Council sanctions on North Korea, while it does argue that a phased denuclearization in North Korea is what they're looking for. Considering the recent cancellation of the visit by Mike Pompeo to North Korea, there is a very specific reason that has surfaced in press reports here in South Korea. North Korea is looking for an official declaration of the end of the Korean War. It needs the U.S. to sign on to that. The U.S. is looking for now, right now, a list of North Korea's nuclear weapons, fissile material, and missile programs. It wants an accounting of where North Korea is with these programs as a precursor to any further benefit or any benefit at all that North Korea provides, or sorry, that the U.S. provides with North Korea. North Korea, again, wants a declaration to end the war first, and a phased movement toward denuclearization that really the U.S. said it doesn't want any part of. It wants complete denuclearization before providing North Korea any benefits. And we really see a gap between the U.S. and South Korea on this as well. South Korea tried to pass a train into North Korea just about a week ago to survey North Korea's railroads as part of the engagement policy pursued by President Moon here in the South. That was blocked by the U.S.-controlled United Nations command here. This is a story that's going to come out further in the coming days, as many are viewing the U.S. as violating South Korea's sovereignty in pursuing an engagement policy with the North. So there are a lot of moving parts to this story, and really these drills and the threat of these drills are another method the Trump administration is seeking to encourage North Korea to move to complete denuclearization prior to receiving benefits, something that most observers feel is a non-starter here.
Yes, thank you. Frank Smith, our correspondent.